This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump in Florida this morning after touting his plan to eliminate taxes on tips at a rally in Las Vegas last night. The Israeli Defense Forces are blocking thousands of Palestinians from returning to their homes in northern Gaza. ABC's Brit Klenet has more.
Under the ceasefire deal, the IDF was supposed to withdraw troops from the corridor that cuts off the north from the south. After the second batch of hostages were released on Saturday and 200 Palestinian prisoners also freed. But huge crowds of displaced Gazans finding the IDF was still in place. Chaos and fear erupting by the blocked road as gunshots fired. Gazans running in fear, many holding the bags full of belongings they thought they would be bringing home.
Israel says it will not let the Palestinians pass until Hamas stops withholding a civilian hostage. And President Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted in South Korea. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. All the way till high noon Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. A salute to Ray Anthony coming up on his 103rd birthday. And a bit of an interview as well. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Eric Coates. I had some questions on Eric. What was that great theme you played? Well, it was Eric Coates. Everything he does, I like. Everything. We'll feature Eric just a bit. Pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday morning. It's been 14 months on Civic Medium. Still to come, Peggy Lee on her birthday, and speaking of Peggy's, there's Peggy King with Jerry Vail for the St. Valentine's Day approaching holiday. Shouldn't that be a federal holiday? Let's look into that. Well, doesn't have to be a federal holiday. Be nice, though. Music for the holiday coming down. I don't want to feature the compositions of Otto Cezana. Now, you're saying who? We'll leave it at that. Stick around and find out. Some of our music is caught in a time warp.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plenty of sunshine for your Sunday and highs of the upper 20s. West-southwest winds gusting around 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, upper teens to near 20. Mostly sunny, breezy Monday, highs in the lower 40s. It's 6 at our studios.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
It is the weekend. That means coming up on the show, we'll break down all the news that you might have missed and wrap it up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Music of the Stars. Now, George Gobel, 1955, one of the hottest television shows ever in its day. Georgie Gobel, Lonesome George, and Jeff Donnell, and Pretty Perky Peggy King. Got a birthday coming up. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks, but why wait? Georgie Gobel. Who did a picture in 1958 as an actor? The Birds and the Bees. I guess that's enough to get you into the theaters. Old Lonesome George. Quite a musician himself. Here he is.
It's just all in my mind. "Oh, fudge," said the judge, and "fury," said the jury.
George.
Yes, Peggy?
George, I've got something so exciting here.
Really?
Yes, would you like to see it?
I sure would.
Okay, read it.
"Oh. We, the radio and television editors of America, having completed our nationwide survey, have found the nation to be over 3,000 miles wide."
Isn't that exciting, George?
Sure it is.
Oh, George, it just makes a chill run all the way up and down my spine.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little trip, Peg. Hey, you know, you are cold. You better sing a hot song.
From this moment on?
From this moment on. And you folks out there, you better get a good hold on something, because this gal goes. Go, gal.
"From this moment on, you for me, babe. Only two for tea, babe. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue song. Hoop-de-doo song from this moment on. 'Cause you got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, you got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodbye. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this moment on,
Here's an interview with Peggy King. Philadelphia. With Herb Clark.
I'm Herb Clark.
Hey, you can listen to your
talk. No, well, now, I've gotten accustomed to choking. Well, I could, because I'm retired, mostly.
You're not retired.
Well, I'm close to it.
Ha.
Well, you should not retire. You didn't.
No, I did. For 18 years, I quit singing.
Well, I know, but you rejuvenated, and you started when you were a mere whippet.
I was little, yeah. My mother says at 4, I was singing with gestures.
Well,
that's what she said.
I'm the good
That's
ship.
Exactly
no, that was
it.
Not you.
Yeah, no, that was not me, no.
We're talking to Peggy King, pert and perky, pretty Peggy King, broadcast pioneers. We wouldn't class her as a pioneer, but by George. She was early on, fairly early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by GE on their 75th anniversary. You weren't on that one.
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. Fairly early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by...
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. And it truly was. It was a high-rated show.
It was, yeah, it was the top show of its kind. They won the Emmy the first year. It was interesting. I was nominated for an Emmy that very first year.
Strange. You remember what you sang on the very first George Gobel Show?
Yes.
That's asking a lot.
No, it's not. I sang a Columbia record of mine. I was already with Columbia Records, and I sang something called "Burn 'Em Up." It wasn't a pop tune or anything. It was just a record that I had made.
Yeah.
After that, they got funny about doing my records. They wanted to do classic songs. You know.
Well, now you did. Not long ago, you did something for the Red Cross convention.
Yeah.
That was a hit.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. That it was at the Armory, you know, the one on...
In Philadelphia.
In 15th Street.
Yeah.
And it was just like a camp show, it was really, you know, they had the ambulances pulled in.
Oh.
I thought maybe, you know, they were afraid of my singing. But, they, you know, there were ambulances, there were nurses,
would you like
there were people
to take
there.
A walk?
In
Ooh, do you think it's gonna rain?
How about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that. Ooh, have you heard the latest song?
Ooh, it's a very pretty strain.
Ooh, don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that.
When you're strolling through the wares, you need a hoses to lean upon.
But when you have no hoses to hug and watches, gosh darn, would you like to take a walk?
Well, do you think it's gonna rain?
Peggy, I got my umbrella.
Oh, what a thoughtful fella.
Something good'll come from that.
The moment I saw you smile, I knew you were just my style. My only regret was we'd never met, for I dreamed of you all the while. Do you feel that way too, Jerry?
All I do the whole night through is dream of you. And with the dawn I still go on dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content. Skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dream of you. I keep dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything,
Mike.
You're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, time to. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Gene Kelly from Singing in the Rain.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
Jerry Vale.
With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dance, Peggy?
I'd love to, Jerry.
And were there more than 24 hours a day? They'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it?
Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise.
Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it.
We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts do. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Now is the time for it, while we are young.
Let's fall in love.
Chris Botti on trumpet. Music of the Star. Thank you. Chris Botti on trumpet. Hmm? Good morning, Wausau. WXCO, 1230, 98.9.
You better go now. I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. You so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go because I like you much too much.
Star.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just how I like you very much. The night was gay. The lips I love to touch. You better go now. gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, it must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. I like you much too.
Peggy, that's one of the nicest bits of music writing I've ever experienced. And now, Peg, it's request time. There's a letter here from an admirer in Chicago. He wants to hear you polish off a chorus or two of Let's Fall in Love.
That's Harry James. But instead of doing that again, here she is with Jerry Vale. One of my favorites, Peggy King.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. We had a small conference there for a minute, darling.
Do you appear on television?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
Do you ever appear on stages or lecture platforms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going great. But where are you?
I'm nowhere. All right.
I can't say no.
Do you work in and around New York?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work other places, too?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending.
It was so heavenly. Close to me, it will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream.
The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem.
So for the present, dear, we'll have to part.
Sleep tight, my love.
Good night, my love.
Remember that you're mine, sweetheart.
I just adore him, so I can't.
Music of the Star, Peggy King, Jerry Vale.
Very wonderful young men. One of them goes to Ithaca College, the other to Wayne University, and these two young men don't have to worry about their future.
John, I can't think of any agent who would refuse them a job.
Thank you, Bennett, sir.
We got something for you fellas to come back and pick up. And we'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just...
No,
we come to the special feature.
Wait, let's
of the
do
program.
This instead. Before we get to John Charles Daly, That was a great program. Some people never missed that Sunday night with the panel on What's My Line. Well, let's see. Let's get to, let's get to Peggy King again on her approaching birthday.
Conversation. Hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting tonight. With every kind of wonderful sensation, I wanna be loved.
Peggy King and Jerry Vale. This is Eric Benet.
walls all in place again, panel?
Yes, back in place.
Thank you. Will you come in, Miss Challenger, and sign in, please? Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we have different rules. You ask one question each in turn, going clockwise. And let's begin this questioning with Miss Arlene Francis.
August 23rd, 1955.
Have you appeared in the theater?
No. How sad.
Peggy King.
One down and nine to go, Mr. Sir.
Away goes my idea of Davis Cup players. This is not a question. We may assume that you're a girl, may we not?
You want to ask this as a question?
Yes, are you a girl?
I think so.
Yes, it would be yes. Miss Gilgallon?
Well, are you in any form of the amusement industry?
Yes.
Mr. Allen?
Are you in television?
Yes.
Have you appeared in pictures?
No.
No?
No.
Well, she would 2 years later.
Do you do a regular television show?
Yes.
Are you a comedian?
No.
We will have a short recess now so that our guest can store up a little energy to keep on disguising her voice. That's three down and
do
seven to go.
A weekly television show?
Yes.
You say you are not a comedian. Are you a dramatic actress?
No.
That makes it four down and six to go, Mr. Sir.
Do you, by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Good girl.
Miss Gilgallon.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Now, the George Goebel show.
Strong.
Oh, are you a friend of Mr. Goebel's?
There we go.
Yes.
Perky Pecky.
That's Fred Allen who asked that. He died just weeks later.
You never could remember my name, Mr. Allen.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week. When I was
you've
wrong.
Been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You why? Did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that. So,
Let's hear you do a Japanese.
Oh, no. She's much better than I am.
Well, sing for us, then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you,
Bridget. Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Give our best to George. We'll see you later.
You came. I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smile, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation.
It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, pity me.
You were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation.
Well, that's an R.D. Shaw chart right there, but it was done by Francis Bay at the New York World's Fair, the Francis Bay Big Band out of Belgium. What a group, and the music of the stars. And I've got, John Charles Daly. I know it was a little long and talky, but I had to do that. It's Peggy King's birthday coming down, pushing 100, but not quite. I'll tell you who is 103, and we're going to do in honor to the great Ray Anthony. Raymond Antonini is real name. He had his own TV show all through the mid-50s and played at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties. He and the big band, what a guy. And the music of the stars goes on. And I want to salute everybody out there in Radioland and on our network, Civic Media. Hello, Richland Center, WRCE at 1450, 107.7. Music of the stars.
Why, Jerry, where have you been? Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy.
love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. May just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
But oh my dear, our love is here to stay.
Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The Trump administration's new border czar, Tom Homan, says they won't be able to remove every undocumented migrant inside the United States. But even still,
if you're in the country illegally, you're on the table.
Homan telling ABC News the government is now using military aircraft to transport migrants back to their home country, something that will now be a daily occurrence. It's the first time that's ever happened. President Trump, meanwhile, weighing in on the situation in the Middle East.
On board Air Force One, President Donald Trump offering his own take on where Gazans should eventually go.
I'd like Egypt to take people, and I'd like Jordan to take people. I mean, you're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and we just clean out that whole thing.
The question of who will govern Gaza's future brought into sharp focus, with Hamas parading the streets in a show of force on Saturday.
ABC's Britt Clannett in Jerusalem. This is ABC News.